I have just prepared myself for my little talk on sneezes by getting my feet wet. And if someone will please open the window to my left, that one, and also the door on my right. Thank you, Billy. I may perhaps be able to illustrate my lecture with appropriate, with appropriate examples. That one was the feline or pussycat sneeze, type 1. We are all so familiar with sneezes that it may be well to name them, list them, and become acquainted with the different forms and types so that we may learn to recognize a friend by his sneeze. Following type 1, the feline or pussycat sneeze, which you have just heard, we have type 1A, the atomizer or seltzer siphon variety. Type 2, the trombone or cataclysmic, is an interesting example, resulting generally from an ineffectual attempt to impede the expulsion of the breath by compressing the superior and inferior labia or lips. And another result of attempted silencing, more than futile, of course, is type 3, the ratchet or clock winding type. Perhaps, after all, it is just as well for one to attempt to control the sneeze, inasmuch as some of the results of lack of stifling are quite extreme. Many of us have, I am sure, heard the windows rattle when in some large building a man has seemed to suddenly shout an order to a boarding house kitchen, as in type 4, the mess call. Halt! Halt! There is strong optimistic tone in type 5, which may be called the encouraging or cowboy yell sneeze, sounding as the whoopee! Whoopee! And for contrast, there is type 6, the disappointing or non-eventuating flivver, in which the inspiration plays a much greater part than the, shall we not say, anticipated climax. A rather ordinary and prevalent form is the chicle or spearmint mandatory type, number 7. Chew! Achoo! While a somewhat rare and individual sneeze may be called the carburetor backfire or explosive, type 8. But after all, the commonest and most familiar form is type 9, the interrogatory or scandalmonger sneeze, a free and unfettered expression of the fundamental spirit of science, curiosity and inquiry. Who is he? Who is he? Will somebody please close the window? I have a change of shoes and socks in the next room. I thank you for your kind attention. Adieu! Adieu!